Pinellas County will soon decide whether to forbid discrimination based on sexual orientation in housing, employment, and public accommodation. Today, the Pinellas Board of County Commissioners voted to schedule a public hearing on an amendment adding sexual orientation to the county's human rights ordinance. Currently, Pinellas County prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, age, marital status, and disability in employment, housing, and public accommodation. But the proposed amendment would add a prohibition against discrimination based on sexual orientation, according to Leon Russell, director of the Pinellas County Office of Human Rights.
This amendment would simply add to those areas of coverage sexual orientation. And when we say sexual orientation, we're talking about heterosexual, homosexual, or bisexual. That's the definition. We're not changing any of the protections afforded in the ordinance. We're only adding to the areas of coverage to include this group of people.
Other cities and counties in Florida have similar protections, including Gulfport, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, and Tampa. Russell said there are examples of discrimination based on sexual orientation in Pinellas County.
There obviously are instances where people are denied housing or employment or denied service in places of public accommodations because of their sexual orientation or their perceived sexual orientation.
In an effort to save taxpayer money and consolidate services, Pinellas County has taken over enforcement of the Human Rights Ordinance for the city of St. Petersburg, except for issues of sexual orientation. But Russell said that investigating the 4 to 6 complaints per year in St. Petersburg would fall on the county if the amendment passes, bringing the policies of the two governments in line. Cities within the county have the right to opt out of the county's Human Rights Ordinance, and Pinellas will notify the various cities that they may be amending the ordinance. Pinellas County Commission Chair Robert Stewart said he has received hundreds of emails about the issue, some of which claim that the amendment would give special rights for sexual orientation. But Russell said that is false.
The amendment does not create anything new or anything special. What it does is brings this specific group, this identified group of people, under the coverage of the ordinance in these specific areas, employment, housing, public accommodation. You're not creating any add-on to the ordinance other than what's already there.
The Federal Employment Non-Discrimination Act has passed the U.S. House and will be going before the Senate this year. Russell assured the commissioners that the language in the proposed amendment to the county's human rights ordinance was aligned with requirements in the federal act. But Commissioner Karen Williams-Seal, who was the only commissioner who voted against moving forward with the amendment process, said it would be worth waiting.
I have felt that it would be more appropriate to wait until after the House and the Senate weighs in on this issue, because it would impact us at that point anyway. So I think it'll be an interesting home rule issue.
The first public hearing on the proposed Human Rights Ordinance amendment will be on April 22nd, beginning at 6:30 p.m. in the new courthouse in Clearwater. Another matter discussed by the Pinellas County Commission involved concurrence, where developers are required to have proper infrastructure such as roads before their development is approved. The County Commission voted to ask the City of St. Petersburg to change their policy in order to ensure concurrency. Brian Smith is Pinellas County's planning director.
Throughout the county and actually the state, you have what they call concurrency, where development, in order for it to go forward, you have to have the support facilities in place, meaning transportation. Throughout the county, you have a requirement where any project, no matter what the size, has to then meet that requirement and make some improvements to correct their impacts. But that we just discovered that with the City of St. Petersburg, they have a 5% allowance, where if you don't impact the road up to 5% of the capacity on it or the traffic on it, then in that case, so you can go forward without doing anything. So that is a little bit different from the rest of the county. And so I think we're going to have to now talk with St. Pete to see if we can get them to modify their ordinance to match up everybody else's.
The County Commission was acting in its role as the countywide planning authority. Pinellas County Commissioner Susan Latvala said she wants St. Petersburg to modify their ordinance to include concurrence.
I'm really tired of St. Petersburg playing by their own rules and getting us in these messes.
WMNF asked Pinellas' planning director, Brian Smith, whether he thought St. Petersburg would be receptive to the request from the county.
Well, I think the letter is going to go from the County Commission chairman to both the MPO chairman, the Transportation Agency, and also to the mayor of St. Pete. And I think they would, because the County Commission's saying they're not going to be really looking favorably on any other further changes to the land use plan or anything until this is fixed.
Before she became a state senator, former Hillsborough County Commissioner Rhonda Storms asked for a study of how much money the county spends on undocumented immigrants in jails. On Tuesday, Pinellas County Commissioner Karen Williams-Seal made a similar request.
I thought it was interesting that the sheriff is receiving a federal grant for $380,420 for undocumented criminal aliens that are in our jail. And I guess I'd like to know how many do we have and what is the cost and is this covering that?
The county commissioners also approved selling reclaimed water to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs for the irrigation of Bay Pines National Cemetery. The VA will pay for the estimated $650,000 cost to construct the system that will connect the cemetery to the reclaimed water line. The Pinellas Board of County Commissioners also voted to approve a contract with the Waters Consulting Group of Dallas to recruit a new county administrator. The previous county administrator, Steve Spratt, resigned last September, in part because of a shady land deal the county made with property appraiser Jim Smith. The new county administrator would be selected by September and begin the job in November. For WMNF News, reporting from Clearwater, I'm Sean Canaan.